The leader of a Springfield soul R&B funk mostly cover band has a special ingredient that separates them from other area bands. Tony Young's The Bad Boys return to Jazz Up Front in Bloomington tonight. Young tells GLT's John Norton, infusing jazz into their soulful sound, originals or covers, gives the outfit its special sauce.
So whether we're doing R&B, blues, or heavy funk, the way we do things, it makes it our own.
So when you say infused with jazz, what do you mean? I mean, are you more like a Herbie Hancock influence or a Miles Davis influence to what you're doing?
No, actually, we're not. It's just that what we do, our keyboard player, Jerry Cole, is our music director, and he's classically trained. And we use a lot of the minor chords that are used in some of the jazz music that's being played. So whether we're doing Earth, Wind, and Fire or Marvin Gaye or whomever we decide to do, you can always hear that flavor, and we don't hear any of the bands that sound like us because of the way we do our music. And I think that's what's one of the things that's made us very popular.
Your intention is to get people on the dance floor, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. We get them on the dance floor. We get them to show us their feelings. We do a Prince number, of course, Purple Rain, and oftentimes when we do that, we get people out there crying.
What is it about what you do to that song or maybe others that strikes a chord that other bands maybe aren't doing?
Well, for us, every time we perform a number, our goal is to reach out and touch someone within that audience. And the way my keyboard player plays, the bass player, my drummer and my guitar player, and my drummer is actually a percussionist as well, and the other two females that sing with me, it is a way that we can actually reach in and touch you. I mean, that's the one thing we keep hearing when we play, is that we actually felt you. And not only did they feel us, they actually wanted to hear more of what we had to do. So the originals that we're trying to do, some jazz, some R&B, and some heavy funk, that is done with that particular intent.
When you say heavy funk, are you talking about Funkadelic and Parliament and bands like that?
Funkadelic, Parliament, Rick James, we'll do anything. We've got about 110 songs that we can do. What's nice about what we do is we can tailor make the event. For example, we're going to be doing a 20-year reunion for a high school here from the 90s. So they want all 90s music, 80s and 90s music. So we're tailor making that right now, which includes adding some rap in that as well. So the neo soul, which has started to come alive again, I think people want to hear what they grew up with.
I won't wear you down, no honey, I won't wear you down.
Neo soul, what is your definition of that? Because mine is what it sounded like in the 60s and 70s, you know, Al Green and artists like that. But a lot of my younger friends sort of define it as more of that synth sound. Where do you fall in that?
Well, I mean, for us, neo-soul encompasses the old school, but as well as the new school. It has that very jazz, somewhat jazz flavor. It's so smooth that it doesn't matter whether you like neo-soul or not. You can relate to the music. It reaches out and touches you, and that's the main thing that we do. Whenever we do a number, whether it be a neo-soul number, R&B number, we turn it, make it our own so that the people can relate to it. The blues numbers that we even do, some of that we've actually turned into some neo-soul, whereby you can relate to it if you know anything about Ledisi or Mesa, Jill Scott, any of those artists, you'll understand what we're going with that.
Our guest is Tony Young from the Bad Boys out of Springfield. There are not a lot of bands in Central Illinois that I'm aware of playing the kind of music you're doing. Dexter O'Neill and Funkyard out of Peoria. You know, Hip Pocket used to play some of that funky thing around Bloomington Normal in Central Illinois, but there's not a whole lot. Is Springfield a little bit different that way?
Springfield is basically, it's a blues, a rock, city. I mean, literally, you've got one or two bands that play here quite often. So that's why we don't play a lot in Springfield, because they usually like to hear the same band. So we've spread ourselves to other locations. Dexter O'Neill's band is phenomenal. I'll give a plug to Dexter because he and I both play at Jazz Up Front with James Gatson. The music that he provides is what we do as well, but we also do a little twist. We could be in the middle of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the next thing you hear is Isley Brothers in that too. It's one of those things where people go, wow, that's different. It's your thing. It's your thing. Do what you want to do now. I can't tell you who to sock you to.
Say on your website, the Bad Boys, living proof that talent, hard work, and dedication can still prevail in the local live band scene. What are your goals, Tony, for the band?
We want to record. We want to be known. All of us have real jobs. That's always the key if you're a musician, until you get to a point where you don't have to have a real job. So we're hoping that by getting our record out there, somebody will hear us. And they'll like what we do, particularly with our originals, and go from there. Now, I myself, I'm 59 years old. I don't expect to become a superstar. But with the people in my group, if I may mention Jerry Cole on keyboards, Keegan Cunningham on the drums and percussion, you know, John Virgin on guitar, Charlie Fox on the bass, Tiffany Mathis, my vocal, she's my other half. And the other lady that we have, Alexandria Ali, our young one, she's also awesome. So if I put those two together, put them on a record, I think people are going to take notice.
But up here in Bloomington, it's really a singer-songwriter sort of market, where Peoria is more of a rock market. What's the Springfield market? Does it have a sort of a central theme to it music-wise?
It does. Springfield, number one, there are so many bands that are right here in Springfield, and I'm talking quality bands. Oftentimes, you'll see that those bands are the ones playing in the state fair. Several of the bands do a lot of touring. One of the names I'll mention right now, who's absolutely fabulous, his name is Brandon Santini. If you haven't heard Brandon Santini, look him up. He plays here quite often. Then we have another band, Capital Sound, Captain Geach, New City Road, which is a country band. But then, of course, we've got our blues artists that are here as well. It's a diverse group of musicians that can do just about anything you want. And if you come to Springfield on the weekend, we've got four or five beer gardens that are here, and they're all packed.
Tony Young, leader of Springfield's The Bad Boys, speaking with GLT's John Norton. The Bad Boys return to Jazz Up Front in downtown Bloomington tonight. Music begins at 8:30. Discover other local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app.